Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Hallelujah! There's something going on back there. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. She can tell you.
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, John, my husband, he's had two bouts of bladder cancer. And, last Sunday, everybody got together and we laid hands on him because he had an appointment. And he got scoped Friday. And he's completely cancer-free again. So...
God is good. Cancer-free. Did you hear that? Cancer-free. Praise God. So let's remain standing and join me in prayer. Lord, we do thank you, Lord. Lord, those things that come against our bodies, Lord, you are Lord over that, Lord. You do not welcome those things in our bodies, Lord. We declare healing upon our bodies, Lord, for everything that could ever be thrown at us, Lord, by the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes, we have been healed. There is no question, Lord. It isn't like, when will it happen? That it did happen already. And so, Lord, we just praise you this day for your hand upon each person, Lord. And we come today, Lord, before your throne, Lord, with praises, with worship, with our hearts, Lord, just to be laid at the foot of your throne, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we welcome your Holy Spirit this day in this place, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. Have your way with this church body, Lord. Help us to grow. Help us to hear your voice. Yes. Help us to just show us, Lord, everything that you would have for this day and for all our tomorrows, Lord. Thank you for each person here. Bless the families that are at home. And Lord, we just thank you for this morning, and we pray this all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
I have to stand up here and just give an awesome praise report for... After 2 months and 1 week, my husband is here. You stand up. Stand up. This is my husband, Rick. And the second praise report is this last week. It's been a week. I am also cancer-free. And I'm just praising God for that, because when I got that news too, I cried, just cried with gratefulness. And Rick and I both yesterday, when he came, we both just cried. We haven't hardly, it's like Steve and Shirley, I thought of them, because it's like we cried all almost on and off all day yesterday, just in such gratitude that he's here.
Amen.
So thank you to everybody for your support and your love. And it's been, the Lord brought us through this. That's my praise report.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Sorry. Who don't love God? Who don't have to thank God for some reason or any reason? I've been praising the Lord this morning since yesterday. I've been thanking God so much. Yesterday, my son got just arrived from Texas with my two great-grandson, Chris. My great-granddaughter and my great-grandson. And we was talking to them. And I've been praying for my son for years and years. Every time I talk to him and I ask him to don't drink so much, he told me. He always gets so upset and so mad at me. And he gets so mad at me, and he don't talk to me for months. He told me always, I like to drink and don't even talk to me about it. He hate me for months. He don't talk to me for... He say, I like to drink and don't get in my life. Don't get involved in my life. I hate when you get involved in my life. I gonna die drinking. So I decide just to pray for him. I decide to pray and pray and pray for him and don't give up. Don't give up.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday we was talking and he told Fred that he's been not drinking for 7 months. He said, I've been not drinking for 7 months. And he said, so proud of himself that he's been not drinking for 7 months. I could not believe it. And I remember somebody in here.
Was that right?
And I feel so proud.
Thank you.
And I say, thank you, Lord. Because I remember my pastor and say, thank you,
praise
Lord.
God.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I say, thank you, Lord, because the prayers are strong. Don't quit praying. Don't quit praying. Don't matter what. God, listen to the prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. As we were worshiping, I heard his voice. And these were the words that I heard in my heart. He said, my children, I love you. I love the melody that you are singing to me. Know that I love you with an everlasting love. And I will always be with you. Continue to walk with me. And you will know my love like never before. In these times of darkness, where people are desperate and hopeless, you are not, because you have me, because I am in you, because you are with me. We are one. Where you go, I go. Know that our love is profound. I love you, my children. Continue to walk with me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister, come here. Yes. You want to share something with the Lord? I know. You know, look, I see it. Come on. Hallelujah.
You know that?
I know, man. I felt it. Share something.
Okay.
What God has done in your life.
I got it written down. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. That's something I wrote. I want to see the Lord work. Yeah, the Lord work. I want to hear the Lord bang the drum. Yeah, bang the drum. I want the Lord to King Kong me with his presence. I want the Lord to Eiffel Tower my life so his glory can sparkle me. I want to see the Lord work. Oh, to see the Lord work. I want to see the Lord work as he demolishes the impossible with the touch of my Lord's robe. Yeah. I want to see the Lord work every single day. I want to see the Lord work in the lives of my sons and daughters.
Amen.
I want to see the Lord work for the addicts down in that pit. I want to see the Lord work, man. I'm telling you, go tell it on the mountain. Say it with your voice. Sing it with your hand.
Hallelujah.
Tell them to keep their eyes open, because one day, every knee is going to hit the ground in the presence of my Lord. And y'all, well, we're going to watch the Lord work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, brother, every time we get in here, we get like brother... Saturday we were here, you know, and then Brother Henry, you know, he was praying for this brother. And over there inside, you know, there was a lot of tears. And the brother was over here praying for this brother, and there was a lot of tears. You know why? Because the anointing of God, you know. And then a tear of sadness, a tear of joy. Amen. It is the Lord that girdeth us with his strength and makes our way perfect. It is the joy of the Lord, you know. That's the one that, you know, gets in our hearts and give us that joy. Gives us those tears of rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. I felt that, you know, when I saw the sister, you know, and the Lord spoke to me, says, go get her up here. Because she felt like, you know, she was coming off the ground because she wanted to say something from God. You know, we have to claim it. You know, we have to be in him, you know. You know, I'm going back, you know, I'm going back to work, you know, and we were taking, you know, me and Brother Henry were taking, Saturday we're taking how old we were. Praise God, you know. And the thing is, how young, I mean, praise God. Old as the world. But the thing is that I turned 40 this year, praise God. You know, the brother told me, says, you know, Ruben, you're 40 years old, man. So I need another 40 at work. You know, because it is the joy that girdeth me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like deer feet and sets me up on my high places. Amen. He sets me up on my high places. You know, I can go to work. You know, I'm free right now. Because Jesus has set me free. And I praise God for that. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me and I will answer you, show you great and mighty things that you don't know of. And I says, Lord, I want to see, you know, those things that you said that I don't know of. I want to see your glory. I want to be in you, and I want to be like a deer. I seen a deer over there where brother lives. There's a mountain up there. I saw a deer running. He went over the mountain, and then he went the other mountain. And I said to myself, man, it'll take me days to do that, but with my God, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because his joy is my strength. His joy is my strength. And I praise him. And I glorify his holy name. And I know wherever I go, he's going to go before me like a consuming fire. And I'm claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. All these miracles here that I hear right here, you know, it is God. It is God. Doctors ain't got a chance, praise God. You know, I praise God for the doctors, you know, because they need a job. But the thing is, there's coming a time where people are going to be walking out of those hospitals because of the anointing of God, because of the glory of God. They'll be coming out. And I'm claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that what is impossible with man is possible with God.
Amen.
And we're claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Give God all the glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo!
just want to thank God for Reuben's miracle right now. Amen. I've been crying this whole time. I got to tell you, if nobody knows by now, the Lord is here. Yeah. God bless everybody.
How many say amen? Come on. Hey, let's give God a hand right now. Come on. Is God good? Hallelujah. Can he do what he says he can do? Amen. Hallelujah. He'll always do what he says he can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we're seeing some good things. How many say amen? Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. God is a consuming fire. Do you know that? Yeah. Reuben said he's a consuming fire. Amen. Hallelujah. You remember when Moses was up in the mountains and he was tending to his father-in-law's sheep, Jethro. Amen. And he's up there and he's walking around and he looks and he sees this funny sight. He goes, "What is that?" And there's a bush on the side of the mountain and it's on fire. You know, right? Is that right, Randy? Yeah, you can tell fire. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. It was on fire, but it wasn't being consumed. Amen. So he says, "You know what? I think I'll draw near to this thing." Amen. Hallelujah. See, God was working in Moses' life. How many know that? Yeah, he wasn't just out and about with a bunch of sheep. Amen. God was working in his life and he's calling him. And so Moses, "I'm going to go check this thing out." And as he gets close, he hears the Lord say, "Hey, Moses, Moses." And Moses goes, "What?" And he goes, "Take your shoes off because you're on holy ground." Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's another time Moses went from there to going to Pharaoh and asking and telling him, "Hey, God says, let my people go. Amen. Set my people free," he would tell him. And he said, "No," he said, "Man." So after plague, after plague, after plague, finally, Pharaoh says, "Get out of here, man." Amen. Yep. And he goes over and where is he taking it? He leads the people to that same mountain where they're at that mountain. And the Bible says that early in the morning, God told Moses, "Hey, sanctify the people because today I'm gonna come down and speak to them." Isn't that cool? How many like want to hear God speaking all the time? Can I tell you something? Jesus has done something so cool for us, man, that he has caused our ears to hear. Amen? Yes. Know that God is speaking to you. Just know that. Just God, you're speaking to me. I know you are. Even though you might not think you're hearing him, but just keep that in your heart. Say, "God, I know you're speaking to me. I know you won't leave me alone. I know you're speaking to me." But Moses took him up there and he goes, "Tell the children of Israel not to get close to this mountain because I'm going to speak to them. If they even get close, there's a good chance they could lose their life." Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because the offering for sin had not been paid. So they could draw near, but couldn't get really close to God. Is that all right? But Moses could, hey. Amen. Yes. So early in the morning, they were awakened by an alarm clock that sounds like a trumpet. Anybody here? How would you like an alarm clock like that? I mean, just early in the morning. What in the world is going on? They wake up with this trumpet sound. And as they're getting up, it's getting louder and louder and louder and louder. It is a call to come to the mountain. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says that God came down on the mountain in a fire. Is that right? Yep. Folks, our God's a consuming fire. How many know that?
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Hebrews, I think. I'm going to look at... Let's go to the book of Hebrews real quick. I just want to read this scripture to you. It says this. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. It says, "Whereby we receiving a kingdom." How many of you know that we are receiving a kingdom? How many of you know that? How many know that kingdom is already within you? He's already given you the kingdom. We're receiving this kingdom. This kingdom is going to rule the earth like no other kingdom. How many say amen to that? Hallelujah. It's getting ready. God's getting ready to expose this kingdom, and he's exposing it in the people of God. Today, the Spirit-filled. Can I tell you that? I don't know. Don't get excited when I say Spirit-filled. All right? But I'm going to get excited. Spirit-filled people of God. God is preparing a people. Hallelujah. And he says, "Wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be what? Cannot be moved." It can't be moved. It's his kingdom. "Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably. Couldn't get the B in for whatever reason. Without spitting on folks, sorry. Yeah, I better get back up. Acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. It says here that let us have grace. I mean, grace is not just unmerited favor like you've been taught. Grace is, according to the word of, according to the Strong's Concordance, if you allow, if anybody look at Strong's, anybody look at those things? Well, some, according to Strong's, grace is, the word for grace is charis, and it means divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. Another real short way to say it is the Holy Ghost. How many know you're saved by grace? Is that right? He draws. No man comes to me except the Father draw me. How is he going to draw? He's going to draw you by the Holy Ghost. Have you say amen to that? Amen. It's not just. Unmerited favor. You know what unmerited favor is? It's called mercy. Unmerited favor is mercy. Amen? I was a sinner. But now I see. Amen?
Amen.
Not unmerited favor. It is divine influence. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably and with reverence and godly fear. And then it says this, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you want God to consume you? Yeah, come on, man. I said, well, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Huh? Amen? Yeah, hey, God wants to consume you. Is that right?
That's it.
Hallelujah. You know, we were created to be consumed by God. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
We're created to be so close to God. Hallelujah. Our Father. Amen? Hallelujah. To be consumed by Him. Amen? How many of you find yourself being consumed by the Word of God? It's something I want. I got to get into it. Amen? Hallelujah. Title of today's message. Hallelujah. Fuel of fire. Not fuel for fire. You know, we all get wood and it's for fire. It's fuel of fire. Fuel of fire. I want you to know that God is saying that there's only one fuel that you can, that you should be fueled by. Only one fuel. It's called His Word. Is that okay? Are you okay with that?
Amen.
Are you okay with that? How many know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? And you know, it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. How many want to be fueled by Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Woo.
It's a fuel that will burn forever. How many say the light will never go out with that fuel? How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the price is cheap. Not $4.89 a gallon. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's free. Now, that's good. I mean, like deals.
Woo.
It's the best deal you can run into, folks. That's the best deal. God offers the best deals for you. He always has and always will. Amen?
Amen.
If you'll just listen to Him. We're going to do something. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. Father, I realize, Father, the word You've given me for this morning, Father God, is a word to directly affect the body of Christ. I thank You, Father God, that You have spoken to my heart in the night season, Father. You've spoken to my heart in the night season, Father. And Lord, I just pray that You would, Father, give me the words to speak as I ought to speak this morning, that every heart might receive that which You have for them today. For this is the day that You have made, and we do rejoice in it, Father, and we're glad. So we thank You for it, and we praise You for it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, fuel of fire.
Fuel of fire.
Fuel of fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to take you to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. We're going to read this. Hallelujah. I love this scripture. It says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. How many say amen?
Amen.
Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. How many of you know that's not joy? What is joy? Joy is a product of the Spirit. How many say amen to that? What they're rejoicing in the harvest, or as what does it say? According to the joy of harvest, or that they divide the spoil. That's not joy. That's just happy. That's outward circumstances making them happy. That's the kind of joy they think they're getting. Amen? How many of you know those outward circumstances aren't going to make you happy? You have to be fueled by the joy of the Lord that's within your heart. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. So it says right here, it says that before thee, they rejoice before thee according to the joy of harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden. Now listen to what it's saying. You have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor. Amen? Somebody should be saying amen on these, man. I'm going to start again. Let's see if you can catch on to what he's saying. For you have broken the yoke of his burden. That's a good place to say amen. You've broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder. You know what the staff of the shoulder is, right? That's where they would carry two pots, and there'd be this beam going across their back, and they're carrying this thing. God says, I broke that, right? Is that okay? See the burden that they're holding? The yoke of his burden, staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor. How many say amen to that? Amen. Who's the oppressor? Do you guys know? I don't even say his name in here. Hallelujah. As in the day of Midian, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Everybody say fuel of fire. This will be with burning and fuel of fire. Now, you guys remember the Battle of Midian? I always remember the Battle of Midian because his name rhymes, Gideon. Gideon was having a battle. And can I tell you, how many of you know that it was a spiritual battle? Is that right? What did God tell him to use? Cannons? Yeah. Torches and what? Trumpets. He says, carry a little flame in a little vase, a little pottery dish. Carry this flame in one hand and a trumpet in the other hand. I'll tell you something, folks. The musicians were doing this battle. Amen? Come on, man. Oh, isn't that right, Steve? The musicians were doing this battle. Send out the musicians. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Gideon. And he said, when you get ready, man, just break those things and blow the trumpet. And can I tell you, it was a spiritual battle? And they won. How many say amen to that? Amen. 300 guys against millions. 300 guys. Amen?
Amen.
And he's talking about a spiritual battle here. Because what he brings, he says, man, there's a breaking of the yoke. There's the rod of the oppressor has been broken. Amen. What's he talking about? Who's he talking about? This word right here is talking about Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because the very next verse, look at that, it says, for unto us a child is born. What's his name?
Jesus.
Boy, that's a pretty cheap Jesus if I ever heard one. What's his name?
Jesus.
Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Is that right? How many say amen to that?
Amen.
His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase, listen, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be what?
No end.
What kind of end?
No end.
Upon the throne to establish. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord, look at what it says. The zeal of the Lord, what? Will perform this. It's going to perform it. Folks, you can't stop it. The body of Christ can't. It's going to happen. Can you say amen to that? We are a part of it.
Yes.
This is the government that God is going to establish on this earth. Can I tell you this morning? Hallelujah. You can look around and say, don't be deceived. folks, I hear the Lord saying, don't be deceived by what you see going on in the world today. Okay. Nothing is out of control. God has everything in control. What you're seeing today, God is seasoning the world for the kingdom of God in the earth. Do you understand it? He's doing it and he's bringing it. Amen. Hallelujah. No. The seasoning is being put on. Ladies, how do you know? I'm going to put a little salt, a little pepper, a little garlic salt. Come on. God is seasoning the earth for the dominion of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to know this. I believe today young men and young women are being in places of authority in businesses. God is preparing them to take over these businesses. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Don't look at the world like it's out of control. God is doing something. He is establishing his kingdom on the earth. Never before has there been the amount of born-again believers on the earth. And God's saying, it's time. My kingdom is moving forward. I'm going to establish it. I'm going to order it. And it will never pass away. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, how many of you feel that? Glory to God. But God reminded me of this scripture that we just got through reading. And I just want to show you something that, just know this. I'm not attacking any kind of a Bible translation. Are you guys okay with that? Okay. All right, John, Pastor John, I'm not trashing your NIV. Hallelujah. I'm not trashing the TPT. I'm not trashing anything, the Message Bible. I'm not doing that this morning. That's not my intent. But what my intent is to do is to show you that sometimes maybe things can get jumbled up, but the Holy Spirit has a way of straightening it out and instructing us. How many say amen to that? Are you okay for God instructing us? It's not the way Henry sees it. It's not the way I see it. It's about the Holy Spirit, about what he sees and what he's saying to the body. Is that okay with you? But I want to bring this chapter, what we just got through reading, I want to bring it up, and we're going to bring where I found this, and I questioned God on it, and God really began to open it up to me. But I found it in the New King James, and I'm not trashing the New King James either, okay? So folks, don't get me wrong, okay? Do not think that I'm up here pushing Bibles. Is that okay? I am pushing Bibles. I mean, read your Bibles, okay? But don't think I'm trying to tell you which translation, because I believe totally in my heart that the only translator is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he will show you, and he will instruct you, and he'll lead you, and he'll guide you into the Word of God. That's his job in the earth today, to lead us into all truth. How many say amen to that? But I'm going to bring this up in the King James, and I'll show you. I'm in the New King James, and I want to show you this. So let's take this set of scriptures, and it says this: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Same thing, amen? Great light. What's his name? Jesus. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has a light shined. How many say amen? Do you realize how important it is for a light to shine on you?
Amen.
Can I tell you, your brain can't receive anything without light? Just get up in the middle of the night and walk around in your bedroom. You're going to find out that your brain's not working right. Is that right? You might think you got it memorized till your toes start yelling at you. Turn the light on, man. What's wrong with you? We got to have light. Let me say amen to that.
Amen.
It says, those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. See that scripture right there? When I read that within me, I said, that's not what it says. I go, wait a minute. So if you look at the King James, can you switch back to the King James on that scripture? I'm sorry, Abe. It says, thou has multiplied the nation, and then it says, and has not, see the word not?
Yes.
Not increased the joy. Go back to the other one. You have multiplied the nation and increased the joy. There's a difference. How many know that? Can you see it? Let's go on, just go on a little bit more. Let's just keep reading. Not increase the joy. They rejoice, excuse me, before you according to the joy of harvest. That's the same. as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian, right? It's the same. This is the King James to the New King James. We're looking at the New King James. It says, and then it says this, for every warrior's sandal, where did sandal come in at? Every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. What's for the fuel of fire? Tennis shoes and clothes with blood on them. Here's what the King James says. Watch this. Read this. It's coming. For every battle of the warriors with confused noise, garments rolled in blood. See that semicolon? And then it says, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Where'd the tennis shoes come in? Where'd the boots come in? I don't know. I looked around in the Strong's to see if maybe there's a word in there about. I looked around. This thing, I mean, to me, the only thing I can know, I feel the Holy Spirit saying it, they don't understand what the battle is. Can you say amen to that? Let me just show you what the battle is. The battle is that we have been delivered and we have been, the rod of the oppressor has been broken off of us. Is that right? This is the battle. King James talks about it, says that, hey, he says, for every battle is generally with noise that's very confusing. How many say, man, you go into a battle, is that right? Or like a battle, a wartime battle, you go into a battle, there's noise, it's confusing going on, things are happening, and then it says, and with garments rolled in blood. That's the normal battle. But he's talking about a battle in the spirit, as in the day of Midian. We just talked about that. He's talking about a battle in the spirit. And he says, it's with burning and fuel of fire. Now, I hope I didn't just, and I'll tell you, I've looked through a lot of translations. The only one that says it this way is the King James. I'm not saying the King James is better than any other translation. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that maybe it's possible that this might have been translated without understanding what was being said, because it's not that easy. Can I tell you, Revelation sometimes takes a little bit of time. Is that right? Revelation doesn't just pop in every time you read the Bible. Continue to read the Bible, you'll see that God begins to reveal the things that he has for you for today. Is that all right? He wants to reveal those things to you. So I said, God, what's going on here? What's happening? Don't worry about it. But it is as it is. He began to show me. He said, this is what he's talking about, because the battle is with fuel of fire. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the Bible says that that God makes his ministers, what? A flame of fire. Flame of fire. How many say amen to that? How many want to be on fire? Can I tell you what? It's important that we be on fire. See, sometimes people are waiting for something to happen where God says, I've already done it all. Sometimes we're waiting for revival, and God says, it's already here. I was praying around a church one day, and the Lord said to me, I'm saying, Lord, give us revival. Give us revival. God, you got to bring in revival, God. And he says, why don't you quit praying for revival and start celebrating my arrival? Because I'm here. I will lead you and guide you in all the things. What are you waiting for revival for? Folks, I'm going to tell you, the revival is us, the Holy Spirit within us. Amen. Oh, you got to get this. Hallelujah. He has already done it all. So while I'm waiting for the fire to fall from heaven, folks, it's already done that. Amen? It's already in you. Hallelujah. You don't have nothing to wait for. You are complete in him, is what the word of God says. Amen? Nothing missing. Amen? Hallelujah. But it says, I'm going to read this to you. It says, I'm going to read it because I didn't give it to them to put up there. Is that okay? You're all right. But Hebrews 1:7 says, and of his angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits, he makes his ministers a flame of fire. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Do you know you're a flame of fire?
Yeah.
Might be a little flame, amen? But you're a flame. Psalm 104, verse 4 says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire." Huh. How many want to be on fire?
Hallelujah.
How many want that flame? Hallelujah. Let me just say this to you. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Let's look at this. What is the fuel? This is what God tells Jeremiah. Is not my word like a fire? See, the fuel is God's word. Saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks in pieces. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you something? The word of God will burn out things if you allow it to in your life. Is that okay?
Amen.
It's important that you don't hold on to anything. But nothing becomes dear to you that's contrary to God. Make sure of that. I mean, can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah, you ought to make a louder amen, because, you know, folks, we hold on to things that are very dear to us. And I'm not talking about kids. I'm not talking about wives. Those that should be dear to you. But I'm talking about things that are contrary to what God is doing in your life. Sometimes we hold on to them. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. Everybody go, yeah, that's okay. No, it's not okay. Get rid of it. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I got saved, man, I broke all my albums. And John, did you do that? Yeah, I got saved. Reuben, everything, because I had LPs, is that what they call them? Yeah, 33 long playing. I stood out by my trash can, and I took all my bottles out of my bar. Had a good sized bar with everything. I wanted to be the expert in making mixed drinks, though I didn't know how to do it. I just put them together. People never complained. Amen. But I took all my bottles. Stood out there next to that trash can. It was kind of fun. Had a good time at it. Then for whatever reason, I grabbed my records. Crack, I broke every one of them. I said, I'm done, man. I said, I ain't doing none of this. I'm not telling you to do that, okay? But I am saying that if there's something in your life that's contrary to God and you're setting your affection on it, you need to get rid of it. His word is like a fire. His word is like a fire. Hallelujah. Look at this scripture, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Jeremiah was preaching, and he's getting in trouble for it. Amen? I know the feeling. Sometimes I say some things, people go, what? And next thing you know, I'm never going back to that church. That guy's nuts. Is that right? It's okay. I have to speak what God reveals to me. Is that okay? I can't speak anything else. For me to put any kind of a border or whatever on what God gives me to speak, that's just dumb. Amen? Yeah. You dumb. I had a friend who used to tell me, Henry, you dumb. Yeah, okay, whatever. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to put a border on what God tells me to speak. Amen. And so Jeremiah's getting in trouble for preaching the word of God. So this is what he says. Then I said, I will not make mention of him. Who's he talking about? The Lord. He says, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a what?
Burning
fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forebearing, and I could not stay. In other words, he couldn't hold back. Is that right? Because the word of God is like a burn. It's a, within you, it is like flame of fire. Jeremiah saying, that's it, man. They don't want to hear what I got to say. I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. God. But God's word has a way of pushing on you. Is that okay? Do you realize that? Do you realize that God wants you to speak his word? He's given you the freedom to speak his word. Hallelujah. You're his kid. Hallelujah. That's crazy. Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. We're talking about the fire of God. It says, this is what John the Baptist said. He's out baptizing people. He says, I indeed baptize you with water. Unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? With the Holy Ghost. Not an option. Not something you can say, no, I don't want it. I do want it. Yeah, I don't know if I want it or not. God says, you need the Holy Ghost. Can I say that to you? Are you okay if I say, listen, you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Some of you say, hey, man, I don't know if I believe in that or not. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. The word of God says that he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, you might not even know. You might speak in tongues and you don't even know. You think you're snoring. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. But you're just praying in the Spirit. Amen. Come on, man. It's already in you. If Christ is in you, it's in you. Hallelujah. Release yourself to it because it's the power of God unto salvation to those that don't believe. And it's also for you. It will strengthen you and build you like nothing else. The church is notorious for making choices. Is that right? I want this or I want that. I don't want that. God says, I don't give you a choice. Some of you probably say, oh man, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell you this. God doesn't give you a choice. He says, choose this day. But then he tells you what to choose. Amen? He didn't give you a choice. You know why? Because the scripture says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yes, not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. So you don't have a choice. You died. He's in you. I said this to the guy. Hey, man, hey. How many choices does a dead man make?
None.
We don't care what you want. You're dead. Amen? Dude, you're dead. Stay down. Sounds kind of weird, don't it? But you don't have a choice. How many of you in the military? Anybody in the military? How many military people here? There's one. There's a couple here. The military, hey, they don't give you a choice, do they? You're going to Vietnam. No, I don't want to go. Get in the bus. Get in the plane. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Randy? Come on, man. Get in there. Well, I want to go to you. I want to go to San Diego where the beach is. No, you're going to Germany. Is that right? Do you got a choice? Uh-uh. You gave your life to the government. Amen. Let me just say this to you. Some of you go, well, no. Wait a minute. We don't have a choice. See, that's where you get in trouble. Because you want to hold on to your choice. And God hasn't designed you for that. He has designed you to do after whose will? Not your will. Jesus said that. Not my will. His will. Your will be done, Father. Is that right? Ooh, the word of God says the steps of a good man are what? Ordered. What choice do you got? Let me just say, you're in a beautiful position when you just release to what he has for you. Amen. Beautiful position. He positions you. Talked about it last week, the repositioning of the body of Christ. He is positioning us as the kingdom on this earth. Just like he always, always thought it was going to be. It's his will. And you're in it. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Says that. I indeed baptize you with water under the repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what?
Fire.
Where's the fire come from? What do we read? It comes from the Word of God. The Word of God mixed with the Holy Spirit. Oh, buddy, you got an explosive on your hand. Can I say that? Can I tell you that? Woo, it's explosive. It's got power. Amen. Hallelujah. Dynamo or dynamis or whatever. Dynamite. How's that? It's got power. Mix it with the Holy Ghost. Woo, hallelujah. Watch what happens. He says this, whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor. What's that? He gather his wheat into the garner. He will burn up the chaff with what kind of fire? How many know, unquenchable fire? How many know God is a consuming fire? How many say amen to that? Hallelujah. His, if you will, it says he will thoroughly purge his floor. He's referencing where, like Gideon was threshing wheat. He tossed it up in the air and it slam it down, right? Slams it down on the floor, and he takes his fan, right? And the Bible says right there, and his fan is in his hand, takes his fan, and he blows what off? The chaff, the stuff that's no good. See, that's what God wants to do in your life. You don't realize that the ups and the downs that's happening to you is where God's picking you up and slamming you down. Come on, man. And then whatever falls off, he blows it away with his Holy Ghost, the fan of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. How many say amen to that? Amen. See, everything you go through is good for you. How many say amen?
Yeah.
It's time that we believe God for what he's saying and what he's doing. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He will thoroughly purge his floor. How many say amen? Everybody say, purge me, Lord.
Purge me, Lord. Purge me of all doubt. Purge me of confusion. Are you guys saying that? Am I the only one? Okay. I must be the only one in doubt and the only one in confusion. Purge me of confusion. Say that to him. Lord. Purge me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3 says this. Behold, I will send my messenger, John the Baptist, who gives you got through reading about him, and he shall prepare the way before me. The Lord is speaking. Amen. He'll prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall, what? Everybody will say suddenly. Suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Amen. He's talking about the Holy Ghost right here, folks. The messenger of the covenant. He's here to lead you and guide you and teach you about this covenant that God has brought you into. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts, but who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? He is like a what? A refining fire. And like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And let me say amen to that.
Amen.
He's done that for you. He's made you righteous because you believed in him. Is that right? And now I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit has come to help you and to instruct you and to build you. And he's going to go after the things that are in your life that are contrary to him. Because, folks, the reality is that you have died and you have been resurrected. You have become new, is what the scripture says. You are a new creature in Christ. And old things have passed away and all things have become new. How many say amen? Hallelujah. And now he's got new stuff for you. It's not like the old stuff. How many are happy with your old stuff? Not me. I want new stuff. Is that okay? Yes, Kathy, you want to say something? Praise God.
Sorry.
That's okay. Come on over.
I just feel like I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I believe the Lord has definitely moved us to where we are. And I don't know how many know my story, but I think I'm supposed to share a snippet because the Lord literally got me through my life. The first portion of my life had to do with foster care and different families. And then married my husband. His parents were my last foster parents. And we went off into the service and got stationed in different places. And I always felt since my entire life was guided and led, and if I was obsessed about anything, it was scripture. And I found such comfort and peace and joy.
Yeah.
And I was angry. I was angry when I started some of my journey, but the peace, I mean, I literally had just this wash of the Holy Spirit.
Praise.
And the Lord got us through Desert Storm. We moved places. We survived bombs. And the Lord has positioned us here. And we had a couple of years of, you know, renting and moving and purging things. And it falls away. It, you know, when we focus more and more and more on the Lord, it just falls away. And his joy and his peace, let the Holy Spirit in. Let the Holy Spirit in, because he is your peace. He is your rock. This, you all have a story. And I couldn't sit there anymore. I had to move. And we have to thank God for that.
Amen.
And he uses me. He uses my family. I welcome him. We all have to welcome him.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Hallelujah. Praise God. What we're going to say, how many know the Bible says that we are that in the last days, God's going to pour a spirit upon all flesh. Is that right?
Amen.
And his spirit, we all know that his spirit is the word of God. Is that right? He's going to pour it out on all flesh. And, he also said, your young men shall what? Dream dreams. Your old men shall what? see visions. Did I get it backwards, Tommy? No. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Oh, I still see in visions. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
My wife laughs. Ha ha. You're still a young man, baby. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, but Jeremiah has a very strong word about people that have dreams and try to tell their dreams to folks. And if he hasn't, if God hasn't spoken it to him, to that person, and he's telling his dreams in order to, whether to build up himself or make himself look like a man of God or whoever, God, Jeremiah has a real word about that. But so I'm going to take you to that little word just a little bit. And Jeremiah chapter 23, starting at verse 28. It says, the prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. He that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. How many say amen to that? Folks, I mean, you got a word of God. I mean, don't add to it. Don't try to dress it up for somebody. Just speak it the way God gives it to you. Don't play around with it. Amen? Because God will use somebody else if you'll keep messing around with what he says to you. Is that right? Sometimes it may be difficult to say. Sometimes it may be something that's difficult to do. But he will honor you if you honor him and just doing what he says to do, and that's it. I was going to do a full gospel businessman's breakfast, and I was the guest speaker. And so I was going through during the week. I knew I was going to go, and I was just going through scriptures and everything. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to say? And I was working on a valve up at the mine. And at the time, I was this valve. It's a hydraulic valve. It's a great big valve. It's got this big blade, and I was shutting it and closing it to make sure it had the control that it was supposed to have, the stroke, the length, and all that stuff. So I was closing it, and when it stopped at the bottom, the Holy Spirit said something to me, Henry. When I stop, you stop. I said, okay, all right. I said, yeah, God, I won't do anything without you. That's what I was saying, right? How many say amen? You say, yeah, I don't want to try to do it on my own. Is that right? I want to be led by the Lord. I want to be filled with the Spirit, but I want to do what he wants me to do. And then whatever, if he says stop, stop. Well, I went to the meeting, and I met with a guy. His name was Eddie Knett. And as I came in, he goes, hey, we've been in revival all week long, Henry. And he goes, man, so I'm not sure. It might be just you and me, so you might just end up preaching to me. I said, okay, it's fine. I'll do that. But no, there ended up to be about 25, 30 guys in that breakfast. I mean, they all came from the revival. He thought, well, that they would be sleeping in. It was a Saturday morning. The revival ended on Friday night. And so anyway, I started preaching, and while I was preaching, I got to a point, and it was crazy. These guys were, they were stoked up. I could tell they'd been in a revival all week, or in a church service, whatever you want to call it, but they were all stoked up. Yeah, they're sitting on the edge of their seat, and I was talking, and I came to a point, and I literally, in my imagination, saw that valve, boom. It hit the bottom and stopped. I literally wanted to keep going. You know what I mean? But I said, no. The Lord said to stop when he stops. So I backed away. And I said, that's all I got. Now, yeah. And they had a good time. We had a good time. On the way out, I was talking to Eddie. And then the pastor of the church, he told me, he says, Henry, I got to tell you something. In 20 minutes time, he says, we've been in church all week. He said, in 20 minutes' time, you hit every point that happened on the services all week long. I just want to tell you, thank you. You confirmed the word over and over today. And that was big. Because, it's because I know it wasn't me. It was the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. Huh. But God gave me a dream. So I'm going to tell you my dream. Is that okay? Wait a minute. God says, yeah, wait a minute. I just got through telling you God warned us about dreams. Hey, be warned. Be careful with people with dreams. Amen? Read. When you get a chance, go through Jeremiah 23, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Write that down, Jeremiah 23. Read this week, okay? All right. But in my dream, I was at home, and I was eating. Just going to town. I could see myself eating. And while I was eating, Rosie came in and she goes, "Henry, the house is on fire." And I'm eating. And I looked around and I could see flames all around. Did I jump up and run out to put out that fire? Nope, I just sat there and kept eating. And I woke up. I go, "Man, that was weird." How many of you have gotten out of a dream? You go, "Oh, that was weird. Hallelujah." And I go, "God, man, there was a fire in my house. And I just decided to keep eating. That's weird." I went back to sleep. And somewhere in there, I'm in what looks like a restaurant, but it's high in the city. I can see out the windows that it's high. And all of a sudden, people start running around. "It's on fire. The building's on fire." And I could see the flames outside of the walls, outside the glass, flames going up. And I just kept... And I thought, I woke up. I said, "God, what's that? What are you telling me, God? What are you saying to me?" So I took my dream and I went and talked to some folks, asked some guys, "Hey, what do you think about this dream?" And how am I going to just tell you this right now? I even talked to my pastor. "What do you think about this dream?" And everything they told me just didn't feel right. Just, I don't know, whatever. How many know that God is the interpreter of dreams? Is that right? Yeah. Anytime you got a dream, folks, hey, man, don't go to somebody and say, "Hey, man, what do you think of this dream? Can you interpret it for me?" Don't do that. God is the interpreter of dreams. You go to him. You say, "God, you gave me this dream. I want to know what you're talking about. What are you talking about, Lord?" And what he spoke to me, I began to fast for this because I said, "God, the dreams were vivid. And to me, I looked like an uncaring individual." Is that right? I looked like that I was just concerned about myself, not my family, my wife. I just wanted to eat. I go, "What?" So I began to fast and I asked the Lord, "What are you telling me, Lord?" And God, there was one night he very graciously came to me. And he gave me Luke chapter 12, verse 49. And he said this. He said, "I am come to send fire on the earth, Henry. And what will I if it be already kindled?" Now, what my appetite was and still is at that time, I was after the word of God. Every time I had a chance, I had a little Bible in my pocket at work. Every time I had a chance, I was looking in the. I had an appetite that couldn't be filled. Can you say amen? Amen. I was going after God's word, and God, he rewarded me by showing me this scripture by saying, "Hey, I am desiring to place my fire in the earth, and it's my will for the earth. And how I'm so excited till it be accomplished," is what the Lord is saying here. If you're looking at another. But John chapter 1, verse 14 says this. How many say amen? That was my dream. So I don't know, not so big, but I'll tell you what, to me it was big. But here it says, "The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I am saying, what I feel the Lord saying to the body of Christ this morning is get into his word. There are so many voices in the world today. Are you saying amen to that? There are voices over the news, over the TV, over in your computers. There's so many voices, and God is saying, adjust your life. Wake up and adjust your life to the Word of God and only the Word of God. Hallelujah. You have to find out for yourself what God is saying to you personally. Is that okay? Is it good for me to say that to you? Oh, you bet. Is John chapter 6, verses 51, and then we'll go to 56, says this, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall," what? "Live forever." That's a strange concept now, isn't it? We're going to live forever if you eat this bread. That's good bread. Amen? That's better than cinnamon bread. That's better than white. What do you call it? What's that bread that John Davin likes, babe? Sourdough bread, amen? That's better. Can I tell you, this bread, it says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my what? The flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And then verse 56 says this, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. Sounds like cannibalism, doesn't it? But it's not. It is power. It is the call of the church. It is what God's saying to the body of Christ. Look, you need to get into my word. Everybody, look at your neighbor and say, seriously? Seriously. You need to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. It is the word of God that will instruct you. It is the word of God that will protect you. It is the word of God that when you hear something that's contrary, sounds good, but something within your heart says, no, that's contrary. That's different. The word of God implanted in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Folks, he's building a kingdom. And this kingdom is, man, the word of God is the fuel of this kingdom. Do you understand? It is the fuel. It is what drives the kingdom. It's the word of God. And folks, let me just say this to you. The word of God says they will all be one. We'll all be one. There won't be any of these, hey, I'm a this, I'm a that. I was raised this, I was raised that. None of that. The word of God says they will all know him. There will be none to teach, none to instruct, because they'll all know him. He, the Holy Spirit, will do all the teaching. How many say amen to that? That's how we become one. And it's in the world today, and God is establishing this in this world today. Are you ready for it? Get into the word of God. Can you stand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are some in here that might not be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to just say this to you. Look, we could spend all morning praying for you and getting you, but the key is you. Can you say amen to that? The key is you. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. What is faith? What is faith? Substance of things hoped for. And it's evidence of things not seen. There is an evidence of something within you that comes forward. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Not waiting for tomorrow. Not for today. The word of God says today is the day of salvation. Today is that day. Hallelujah. So those of you, I'm just going to pray for you that you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it doesn't have to be here. I'm just going to pray that the minute you get it, the minute God opens that door, it's going to come in like a flood, and you'll be, hallelujah. It's power to you, folks. He plus the word, woo, dynamite, amen? So I'm going to pray. Father, I just thank you for each and every person in the house, Father, for my brother and my sister that has yet to be filled with your Holy Ghost and the evidence speaking in tongues, Father. I speak to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive that which he has determined for you when he said, you shall all be filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for it, Father. Father, I pray this morning for the body of Christ, Father, that God, that kingdom that you are bringing in, Father God, I pray, Father, that the eyes of their understanding would be, they would see the things that you have for them and where you're taking them. To the young and to the not so young, but young. I thank you, Father, that you are moving in the earth today in a mighty way. Use your people.
Amen.
To win the lost.
Amen.
To win the lost, Father. Fill us with power. Lead us with your spirit, God. We thank you for it. And we praise you for it, God, this morning in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap offering. And you know what? Hug somebody's neck and tell them thank you for being in the church today. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming. We love you guys.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.